This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Kwenkosi kwaMabaso, this is MUT Cruise. A show that gives you nothing short of the very best top tier quality content. Bese ngikubalelileke, ladies and gentlemen, ukuthi uSeptember waziwa ngani. USeptember is the Heart Awareness Month in South Africa. And for years, ladies and gentlemen, both medical community and the public viewed heart disease as a man's disease. But this has been proven false. About the same number of women and men die of heart disease each year. However, fewer women than men survive their first heart attack. And women have a higher risk of stroke than men. We're going to talk about that just now. Heart disease is the number one cause of death for both women and men in the world. The good news is about 80% of the cardiac and stroke events may be prevented with proper education and action. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, is Sister Gasa from MUT Clinic. Sister Gasa, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for the welcome.
Thank you so much. Gasa, we are celebrating, it's not a celebration, but we are shining a light on a heart as September is Heart Awareness Month. So I want to know from you, before we get into a conversation, namhlanje, how is the healthy heart?
Okay, the heart is a very small organ, actually.
Yeah.
It's seen as a... an engine, depending on how you were raised up. Men see people as cars,
yeah.
So that's why it's actually seen as an engine. What it does, it actually pumps blood,
yeah,
and to and from the body, and it by that we mean it actually sends it for cleaning up, and then it brings it back after cleaning up for good use into the other organs of the heart. Those are the vital organs, actually. This heart, for it to be able to pump, it's made up of muscle, yes. So that's why it actually can pump and get it out as easily as it does it. So where is the heart now placed in the body? So this is a tricky part, which most people don't realize. The heart is actually medial to the sternum.
Okay.
It's behind the sternum, the bone, elibamba e rib cage,
yeah,
per se. So that's the toughest bone in your chest.
Mm.
So it sits behind that, and then its apex is actually towards the left of the chest.
Yes, yes.
So that is why when they say you are stepped on the left side of the chest, they almost killed you, because it's the bottom, and you know how it's like.
Yeah.
So that it actually drains. So all your blood could drain out easily, and you could die from that. And yeah.
So sis, yes. So now, since yes, Gutena, what is a heart, and Gutena, it is like an engine of imzimbayet. So I want to know, talking about or speaking about the heart disease now, what is a heart disease, and what are the symptoms of a heart disease?
My symptoms of a heart disease are very easy.
Yeah.
It's widely seen as anything from chest pain.
Mm.
Like I said, it's in the chest, and you'd feel some chest pain. Most people will actually put their hand in the middle of the, in between their breasts,
yeah,
showing that they're having some issues with that. Sometimes we actually start feeling breathing issues, because the heart is very related to the lungs.
Mm.
So contrary to popular belief, the heart doesn't clean the blood, the lungs clean the blood.
Oh.
So the heart pumps the blood into the lungs.
Yeah.
So that is why you feel people, you see people having shortness of breath, and having symptoms of those are palpitations, and then those are some of my symptoms.
Mm.
So that actually doesn't actually show only one type of a lung problem, a heart problem. I'm sorry. So there are many diseases. They call them cardiac problems.
Yes.
In the medical fraternity. So they have blood pressure as one of the predisposing factors. We call them predisposing factors. We don't usually call them symptoms.
Mm.
So there's also what you call a cardiac arrest, and which is most commonly known to men,
yeah,
which is why most people think
oh,
men.
yeah.
are only predisposed to heart problems.
Yeah.
It's called the rich man's disease because yeah. men used to eat a lot of meat.
Oh.
And based on the amount of lipid in the meat.
Yes, yes.
So it actually predisposes you to that as well.
Mm.
So there's other things. There's what they call arrhythmiasis, where the heart actually doesn't pump properly the blood, so it actually uses less energy in terms of actually getting it into the vital organ. So all those things are, yeah. They actually lead to a lot of other problems, and stroke is one of them as well.
Yeah.
And then other people are born with those heart problems.
Heart
basically, problem. It's the structure of the heart that actually doesn't allow for the person to have a good working heart.
That means a heart disease can actually be congenital.
It is congenital.
Mm.
So. And like you, I think you're going to ask me where they come from.
yeah.
Because it is related to your familial history as well.
Mm.
If somebody had a heart problem in the family, you are most likely to have them. And most people that would have had a heart problem might have had blood pressure that is very high.
You have answered my question because I had that question of, you know, do men and women express like same symptoms?
The symptoms are almost similar.
Oh, yeah.
To everyone, yeah. But it depends at the rate at which you feel them.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, I didn't mention all the other diseases that actually predispose you to this.
Yes, yes.
Renal
yes.
failure is one of them.
Yeah.
Which is easily caused by use of medicine.
Oh.
Uncontrolled use of medicine can actually cause renal failure, and diabetes does that as well.
Mm.
So most of the time, females are lucky because they go to doctors more often than men.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
men mask their symptoms. That's why they actually seen only when they are almost dying.
Yeah. now it makes sense. So I want to know, Gutena, what are the factors that contribute to the risk of developing a heart disease?
Okay, that is very easy. I'll give them to you. It's a bucket list.
Yeah,
so
yes.
don't kill me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to start with those ones that you like.
Yeah.
So I mentioned high blood pressure, high cholesterol. So use of too much meat with a high content of fat.
Yes.
That's why most people will say go lean. Yeah. And eating healthy means you do not take too much fat. And that would mean an unhealthy diet also contributes, whether it has a lot of salt, sugar, whichever way.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of anything isn't good for your heart anyway.
Yes.
Even alcohol, there may be good amounts of alcohol, but if you indulge, you are exposing yourself to
a heart disease.
Because when I mentioned coronary heart disease, I didn't tell you. The heart doesn't go on its own. There's vessels.
Oh yes.
So
yes,
the
yes.
arteries and the veins actually are responsible for the perfect heart.
Mm.
So if they blocked, they also give you problems.
Yeah.
So it's like in your car. If your pipes are jammed, your engine cannot run.
Cannot run. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So tobacco use as well, kidney disease I mentioned initially, and there's also environmental factors, as well as socioeconomic. Factors as well, and there's also belief that belonging into a certain ethnic group can actually predispose you to those as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now, sister Kasa, I think now it's easier for abalaleli to know what can be done actually to reduce the risk of having a heart disease. But just to take us through that.
Okay. One of the first things that you can do is eating healthy.
Yeah.
With eating healthy, you balance your diet. I remember when we used to go to primary, teachers would teach us three basic food groups.
Yeah.
So those three basic food groups actually balance your diet, and it makes it easy for you to not have too much of anything.
Mm.
So if you know those food groups, it's the proteins, the carbohydrates, as well as the the proteins. Did I mention? It's the protein, the carbohydrates, vitamins, and yeah. So it's the three food groups. If you balance them, there's a little failure rate there, because then you know that you don't have anything in too much, as well as habits. Like I mentioned, the smoking and the alcohol intakes.
Mm.
If you do it in moderation, then you reduce that, and then exercise actually makes it easy for your body to actually function, because anything that runs needs a little bit of a rev.
I gave them like my health effects, because on Tuesday it's all about the health.
Mm-hmm.
One of the locals and health effects, and you told it, quitting smoking before 35 could save your life.
It does.
Now, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we have an expert in studio who is actually giving like a nod to this fact. Sister Kasa, before we close, I want to know now, there's been some myth. I don't know whether to call it a myth or a belief, Utena, if you are. You are obese.
Yes, it is a predisposing factor. It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Because when you are obese, obviously your body has extra fat that it throws everywhere.
Mm.
And it could be around those vessels that I spoke about.
Mm.
And if it's around our vessels, it actually reduces the lumen. The lumen meaning the hole in the middle where the blood actually is supposed to move. And as well as throwing in more lipid into the blood, making it thicker for it to move, becomes very difficult. So you need more pressure from the blood.
Mm.
Once you do, you do more pressure, that's high elevated blood pressure.
Yeah.
So it's also predisposing the heart already to
heart
problems.
I'm learning. Wow. I'm learning. So what are the treatment options for the heart symptoms or heart disease?
If you already have heart problems, you mean?
Yes.
You see a cardiologist. They have a very nice term.
Yes,
a cardiologist is a specialist doctor that actually sees people with heart diseases.
Yeah.
Be it cardiovascular or coronary, they see those people and they treat them. There is a lot of rehabilitation that needs to be done.
Mm.
By rehabilitation, I mean trying to get the heart back to its working condition and trying to prevent ongoing those. So doing a regular test on blood pressure is a good way to start, by preventing or finding out if you do have. So you can also always know. So when I started, I wanted to mention that the blood pressure would actually, a normal blood pressure would actually get you far. Because once you know that your blood pressure gets elevated, you know that you are predisposing yourself to that. So getting it checked, it doesn't cost you a thing. Going to the clinic asking for a blood pressure check would help you. Cholesterol checks also get you in the move of finding out if you do have those problems, or if you are already having them, how far you have actually gone into rehabilitating those blood vessels and trying to make them work better, as well as glucose, as well. It means you're reducing the viscosity of your blood, so your blood can flow easily into your organs.
Viscosity. So, sis, can stress cause a heart disease?
Yes, it can, because when you are stressed out, it actually, remember, stress actually targets the brain.
Oh, yes.
The brain is a major organ, so your body automatically tries to concentrate everything towards that.
Mm.
And it tries to help you deal with those things. So your heart needs to pump more blood towards that organ, because this is known, but it's taken for granted that when a person actually has a heart that's not pumping properly blood into the brain, within 4 minutes you die.
Oh.
If you're brain dead in South Africa, you are dead.
Yeah.
Until your heart stops, you are only certified. But once you're dead in your brain, so that's why your body automatically does that. It actually tries to reassign everything. So with your stress, you actually are making other organs suffer. So you're also predisposing yourself to other diseases that I mentioned earlier. So it's a cycle. So that's why you need to actually look after your heart, because it actually can once it lets go, it can let down all organs.
Usista Gaza, you need to exercise. Yabona, you need to exercise like frequently to prevent yourself from getting a heart disease. So Sister Gaza says, Vala, there are many health awarenesses, or should I say campaigns, mm-hmm. this month. So what are the programs that you as an MUT clinic you have in place this month?
For the heart, you mean?
Yeah.
For the heart, we're only having a talk.
Yes.
And we actually are doing blood pressures. We do have the cholesterol checks, as well as everybody that comes to the clinic gets checked when they're sick as well.
Yeah.
So we run it throughout the year. This coronary disease picked up
yes.
because in any case, we have a very young group. So we're trying to make them sensitized into these issues as early as now.
Just a random question. There is something that we call, and I don't know if you are familiar with it, hysteria.
Yeah.
I know someone, bafike bathe sibedlela uphethwe une inhliziyo yakhe nenkinga. Then waya kwesinye sibedlela and he was told ukuthi une hysteria. I don't know what is the connection between the two.
I'm not sure. Hysteria is a psychiatric problem.
Yes, a psychiatric problem. And it was sort of because of yabo. So, ngicabanga ukuthi beba ne stress esikhulu, depression, ibe nkule kuleke.
Most probably, she would come with an elevated heart, an elevated blood pressure, which actually means, a pulse that's too high.
That is too high.
So when you are agitated.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry to use this word. I'm trying to find another one. When you are excited.
Yes, yes.
About something else, your heart pumps fast.
Mm.
So most of the time, when you are anxious.
Yeah.
Or maybe she starts with anxiety.
Yeah.
That's why she would actually present with that. So every time she comes, she would have had an elevation in her. Blood pressure or her heartbeat.
Should they come get Ishaya Pezu then?
Yes, they would think yes. So for you to be able to actually do that, they would sit you in their hospital and say they want to monitor you.
Yeah.
Because these things settle after a certain amount of time. Because when you are excited, you know when you have been running.
Yes,
you can feel your
yes.
heart trying to get out yes. of your chest.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason why they couldn't actually diagnose the initial hysteria.
I'm afraid to MUT Chris dishes up amazing top tier quality content. Your closing remarks, Sister Gaza?
My closing remarks would be to say it's easy to neglect yourself, but it's easy to actually find out what's going on early.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for a good cause, because your heart is the only organ that actually started showing your signs of health in your mother's womb. So for you, for your mother to know that you were there alive, they had to feel that beat. So it has been beating since you haven't known it was there. So take care of it. It's one of the organs that actually tells us you're gone as well.
Take care of your heart. Those are the words from Sister Gaza. Thank you so much, Sister Gaza.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.